with my guest, Jerry Kirk, who has a show on RBN, 7 to 8 p.m. on Saturdays, The Gathering Offering. Definitely tune into that show as well. Go to freedom-school.com to read some of his information. And I wanted to get in at this point a very important document that I received. Actually, it's posted on OrionTalkRadio.com. I encourage all of you to go to their hate their homepage. I almost called it a hate page. Freudian slip there. And actually read and see how this internet radio station has now been co-opted by the serpent seed line to the point where they're trying to slander the hosts who are telling the truth. I just want to read a couple of excerpts from Tim Watts. Orion Talk Radio defends First Amendment. Free speech is not a right to hate speech. Sounds like an oxymoron there, I know. Okay. So basically, he states, Orion Talk Radio would like to clarify a most unfortunate situation in regards to our stance on hate speech. Some unsettling and unfair views were expressed by a few hosts towards people of Jewish ancestry, singling them out as the sole cause of evil in this world. We find those views to be deplorable and factually unfounded. Okay, first of all, those hosts are me, Maggie Rodden, and Sean from Australia, who had a show, Two's Company, Three's Allowed. We've all resigned because of what's going on now that they're trying to muzzle us. Because, you see, it's not, as you said, Jerry, about the people of Jewish ancestry. It's of the serpent seed line. Okay, and we have stated this many times on the air, and actually, in fact, they're not the sole cause of evil in this world, because they have many goy sellouts who are actually, you know, doing the bidding of their slave masters, and this is a very big problem that we have. They go on to say that they defend all people's rights. Ergo, they're defending the rights of the people who are committing pure evil on the earth to continue to do it. You know, that blows my mind. They're defending their rights. They don't believe you can lump all people of a nationality together and call them bad. They're the serpent seed line. They admit this in the Jewish Encyclopedia, as I said, offspring of Esau, Edom, which is the serpent seed line. And in fact, Jesus himself called them the seed of the devil, but yet Orion Talk Radio minion Tim Watts says that this is an asinine and ignorant position to hold. It is ridiculous to believe that an entire religion or nationality of people are inherently bad or evil. Okay, so therefore, I will make an analogy. It's impossible to believe that all rattlesnakes can bite you and kill you, okay? There's got to be a few good rattlesnakes in there. Okay, so what we have to do is find the rattlesnakes who have a conscience and will not kill other people. That's the analogy that I would make. Any comments?
You hit the nail on the head right there. I mean, you know, let's find a rattlesnake that won't bite you. And this is what people fail to understand. And the reason they fail to understand that is because Christians, which up until 1992, I called myself a Christian, and my family did, all the way back, and they were deceived. Christians are taught tolerance, that God loves everybody. And that's not what he says. He says, I hate Esau. I hate evil. And when we don't do what the Father in Heaven says, then we pay these prices. And they're dear. And I'd like to go into the vaccines of how they grab people. And it's hard for people to say no. You and Maggie and Sean are an example where something went wrong and you said, no, I will not be party to this. You stood up and you took the position. And you're getting some, you know, flack a little bit about it. But you're satisfied with your own you know, what you stand for, and you're not going to back up because you know you can't move over to and say, okay, some rattlesnakes are good. Well, if we talk about contracts and we go to an attorney might tell you that there's dozens of types of contracts, which is not true. There are only two types of contracts. The world of contracts is based on two types. One is called specific performance with a time frame, and one is called non-specific performance without a time frame. This is simply, again, an analogy is, if you wanted to go buy a truck and it was $3,000, you didn't have the money, you went to the bank said, we'll give you the $3,000 provided you pay us $100 a month for 36 months. Okay? You've got specific performance and a time frame. Now, you've got your money in hand, and you go down to the truck sales place, and you give them the $3,000, and they give you two blank power of attorneys, and they say, sign this. And you ask them what for, and they say, well, one will get you your title, and one will get your registration. There is no specific performance on those power of attorneys, and there is no time frame ending that contract. Now, any contract that is non-specific performance and has no time frame, either party may cancel at any time. Now, that's a basic thing of law. Now, we have a situation where you have a mom and dad, and they have a baby, and they are at the hospital, and they get a birth certificate. And when you look on that birth certificate, when you go down to a certain category, it says the informant, and it says mother. The mother is informing, supplying information, which is a currency in law. Information is actually currency. And you've now created a power of attorney that gives the government control over your child. And it's actually quite simple to revoke the birth certificate. It's quite simple to get a no-fault divorce and get the government out of your marriage. You may, husband and wife truly love each other, and they realize they've got a marriage certificate, which originally in the state of Illinois it was inset, and the inception was, and that was to allow people of different races to marry, permission to different races, different colored people to marry. So you could get your divorce, and then you could, the husband and wife could now write a contract between themselves and have their families there and marry under the father's laws. They could pull their children out of having a birth certificate. Of course, you get rid of the Social Security numbers and all that kind of stuff. And people say, well, my life would change. I couldn't do the things that I'm doing today. And I say, yes, and one of them is, you wouldn't be forced, so you think, to give your children vaccines, which are killing them, which are paralyzing them. And, since 1984, I've been fighting something called post-polio syndrome, and it's because of the vaccines. Didn't have any polio in my family, but they gave us all vaccines, and then we got polio.
Right.
And it was, decimated my family. So I have a very strong attitude about vaccines. And the listeners need to understand, do you really love your children? If you do, you'll get them out of the system, and you won't allow them to kill your children with vaccines by these non-specific, no time frame contracts.
Right. And one of my big statements I always make, first of all, is always, don't believe me, check things out for yourself. The evidence that I have, proving that vaccines are bioweapons, it fills an entire storage depot, and that they're doing it intentionally. But what I tell parents is, if you're going to spend a few weeks, a couple months making a nursery for your new child, how about you spend some time checking out this vaccination proposal that your pediatrician is making? You owe that to your children. And, of course, the ultimate goal is to get people to not even enter the system. Don't get a marriage certificate. When I got married, you know, I didn't think about it at the time, but it, as the pastor is standing up there saying, by the power vested in me by the state of New York, you know, that should have, like, made some bells start ringing in my head. It didn't at that time because I had no clue of anything. But the power vested in me by the state of New York, where did that come from? You see?
Yeah.
So the ultimate goal is to get people to realize that you shouldn't be entering into these marriage contracts with your state and government. You shouldn't be signing your children over to the state by getting a birth certificate and a social security number. You know, the ultimate goal is to stop these things before they happen. But luckily, through your information, you're saying that you have solutions for people, just like I have solutions for people who have done the wrong thing and vaccinated their children. Yes, you can reverse the damage. But wouldn't it be better just to stop it from the get-go? Okay, we have a caller on the line, Bill from Indiana. Are you there, Bill?
Yes, Dr. Carly, I am. Hello to you and hello to Mr. Jerry Kirk.
Take it away, Bill.
Okay, thank you. I was listening to your little reading of the Orion commentary, Dr. Carly, where they say that there is no factual evidence that the Edomite Jews are evil and that you cannot condemn everybody. To me, that just shows me that those people, to quote Hosea, do not study the Bible to show themselves approved so that they may be workmanlike and unashamed in dividing the word of God. Jesus Christ, or Yahshua Christ himself, said that the Edomite, Canaanite Jews were of the devil. Anyone who doesn't understand this has not studied the word, and what they've done, if they are quote-unquote Christians, is listen to the liars at the pulpit. The bottom line is, the scriptures are the history of Adam and Eve and all their descendants. Also, the scriptures are the prophetic readings of the word of God as revealed through the prophets. Anyone who opposes the word of God as revealed in the scriptures and as revealed by Jesus Christ opposes God himself. There is plenty of factual information that these people are evil. Those people who choose not to pay attention to that evidence are at enmity with God. And if I had to choose between listening or believing Jesus Christ or that Tim guy over at Orion who says that they're not evil, I think you know which way my inclinations go to. I believe the Word of God. The Word of God is the truth. God himself is pure truth. He never lied. He never can lie. He is unspoiled by the evil that we're immersed in here in planet hell. And anyone who does not embrace the Word of God, the Word of truth, will eventually go to the lake of fire themselves, because there's only two things, truth and non-truth. And only one thing lasts forever is eternal. That is truth. That is God himself.
Right. And let me just mention that you were the one that informed me about Jewish Encyclopedia, 1925 edition, volume 5, page 41, where they admit themselves that they are the offspring of the serpent. Okay? Hello? They are the offspring of the, you know, like I said, find me a rattlesnake that's not going to sting you and kill you. Okay? They're admitting themselves what they are. And yet they have gotten, and I'm going to focus on Orion Talk Radio because I am so pissed off. I went on the station because their motto is free speech guaranteed. And now they have the little disclaimer on there, unless you talk about the Jews. What's up with that?
Well, then that shows you right there they've been co-opted by the evil forces that reside down here, and they are lying when they say that free speech is allowed. And let us couple up also the Jewish Encyclopedia that they confess in their own words with what I'm sure Jerry's aware of, the prophecy of Obadiah, just one page in the Bible. In there, God himself says that Esau, Edom, is going to burn as a stubble in the house, in the fire of Jacob, in the furnace of Joseph. So
until that happens, there's going to be, you know, untold suffering and destruction on the planet. And, you know, I'm trying to help stave some of that off. But I think it's actually a very good studying experience to watch as Orion Talk Radio sells out to the Jews and becomes a shill for the Jews. Because it's really funny how it works out. Go to their scheduling section. Many hosts have left. Much of the time of their, you know, broadcasts are being spent rebroadcasting old stuff. And so they're destroying themselves. You see, that's what's really disgusting and sick, is that whatever motivated them to happen, to have this happen, I have a strong suspicion that the owner of the network, Jimmy X, as he calls himself, Jim Berryman, either he was threatened or offered some, you know, reward for, you know, stopping the free speech on the network. And we'll see where it gets him. He's destroyed his own station. And but it's a very good study experience to see how this all went down. And I want to read some other things that he has on his homepage, but I'll let you close out any other comments that you want to make, and then I'll have Jerry respond, and then there's a couple other things that will crack you up that I want to read from their homepage pronouncement. Go ahead, Bill.
All I would say is to all the good people out there of conscience is that there is truth in the world and there are lies in the world. Our fates, our individual eternities depends upon which way we go. I beg of you to do your work, to do your research, to study and pray and contemplate and look for the Word of God to reside within your soul and your heart. If you do that, you will come to some measure of truth within you. And when you get that truth within you, I beg of you, please, to be true to it. Don't compromise it. Don't sell it down the river. For we all will be judged upon the positions we take. And you either stand with truth or you stand with the lie and the evil. It is up to all of us. We're all individually going to be judged, and we all have individual paths that we must walk. But I hope that you will honestly pursue the path of truth as it is revealed to you, and then be loyal and true to it, for that is all that there is in eternity.
Well, I agree with you, but I will also add, besides the judgment, you see, I'm all about, like, getting things moving before the judgment.
How about we
quarantine the monsters, find some way to deal with them, you know, hold them on trial for crimes against humanity. Who's going to do that? That's another problem.
Yeah.
But how about we stop the destruction of our planet, of our genetics, of everything that they're doing? You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's not enough just to wait for judgment. People of conscience have to stand up and say, you are serpents. You are killing us, and we're not going to take it anymore.
You're exactly right, Dr. Carley, and we are all commanded by Jeremiah himself when he said our jobs is to resist evil even unto death. I by no means meant to imply that we're supposed to sit on our butts in the meantime and wait for Yahshua with the white the Calvary of white horses to come to our rescue. We're supposed to do good works while we are here.
Exactly. Okay, thank you so much for your call, Bill.
Thank you, Dr. Carley.
Give that little Ellie a hug from me. I heard in the background earlier.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, any comments, Jerry?
Yeah, I'd sure like to have Bill call into my radio show on a frequent basis.
Okay.
He's 100% correct, and you're 100% correct. And the people that are sitting back and saying, I will wait for Judgment Day, they are the problem. We, the good people, have to stand up and take alarm. I didn't say arms, did I? And we have to do something. And that may entail taking up arms. I didn't say will, because I don't want to have the government come down on me. But anybody with any common sense knows eventually this is going to get to open warfare. The question is, are people getting their heads correct as to, you know, who the bad guys are? And they're killing us. We're not killing them. It should be the other way around. If somebody came into my house right now and they had a gun and they were going to kill me, well, I think I would do something called defending my life. This is so simple to me that everybody should be defending their life, and that means stopping by all means possible these killers. And that's all they are, is killers.
Right. Well, this is such an important point you make, because as I always say in a very large tone, they are killing us, okay? So they're not coming into our homes with guns. They're assaulting our children in the pediatrician's office. They're spraying us with chemtrails. They're giving us genetically modified food without labeling it. The list is endless, okay? And just because it's all surreptitious and it's not admitted to, you know, and it's not quite as obvious as if they were shooting us with guns, we're supposed to just sit back and take it and turn the other cheek? I don't think so. This is insane. Go ahead.
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, people always want to think it's not going to fall in their backyard. Well, it has fallen in your backyard, and they're using something called the death of a thousand cuts. They have found a thousand different ways to kill us through poisons and genetics, and I mean, just you can't even explain all the ways they're killing us. And because it's so subtle, everybody wants to turn their head and say, I don't want to pay attention to this. I don't want to stand up and have to do this fight. Well,
Or I don't want to believe that they're doing it intentionally. And that involves, of course, the entire medical mafia. Everything they do is killing you. Go ahead.
I agree. And there are subject after subject that people have a perception of what the truth is. Perception is not necessarily reality. And when people actually face reality, they have to look themselves in the mirror. They have to go up to a mirror, look their eyes right in the mirror, get 6 inches from the mirror, and ask themselves a question. And almost every instance, as soon as you ask the question by staring at your own pupils in the mirror, you're going to have the answer. And a lot of times, it's very distressing. And people don't want to look in the mirror. And the problem begins with each of us. The problem doesn't begin with Congress. The problem doesn't begin with the Jews or the offspring of the serpent. The problem begins with me, Jerry. Am I going to face reality, or do I want to maintain this perception of what I think is reality? And it's quite difficult. I know it changed my life radically 22 years ago. And I'm not the same individual. I don't have the same desires. I don't have the same needs that I had 22 years ago. And you know, I wouldn't trade my life for anything. You know, you could offer me $20 million, and I would still be right here where I am today. The only thing I'd do is I'd use that $20 million to get more information out.
Right. And this brings us back to the movie Matrix, which actually is the first movie of the trilogy. Is so on point. It's amazing. And they, you know, talk about the red pill versus the blue pill. You know, I would not take the other pill, just like you, under any circumstances. I have been forced to face evil of a dimension that I could not have even comprehended. But to pretend it's not there is certainly not going to be a solution. And this is my second time engaging in this forced reality check. It started when I was a surgeon. I left medicine in the early 90s. I saw they were killing people, experimenting on people, committing research fraud. This was before I even went down the vaccine rabbit hole. And I decided at that time to cause the death of medicine. And now it's up to the next level because, of course, the psychopaths controlling medicine, that's just one of the areas that they're destroying humanity. It's a big one. And, of course, they're working with the military to cause all kinds of heinous policies and technology that they're actually trying to create cyborgs. There's a very important website, StopTheCrime.net, I encourage all the listeners to check out. I've had Deborah Tavares on my show a few times, and she'll be a regular guest, talking about how they want to transform us into cyborgs. They put this in their own documents. This is not my belief. This is what I know from reading their own documents. They are destroying the human race. Now, who would be doing that? The non-humans, the serpent seed line. You know, that's the way it is. It's self-evident. And we have to face that. It's hard. It's ugly. And many of you may work for them in some way, shape, or form. You may be a nurse. You may be a doctor. You may be any number of people on the payroll of the psychopaths. And you believe, like Jerry said, you believe that if you just do their bidding, they'll leave you alone. Well, they're not leaving you alone. They're spraying you with chemtrails. They're feeding you genetically modified food. There's all kinds of stuff going on. You're not safe. So making a deal with the devil does not protect you. In fact, when I was in court for 7 years in seven different courts trying to save my son, I actually had a judge say to me, if you stop doing what you're doing, or if you don't stop doing what you're doing, you'll never see your son again. And my response to this monster was, I will not make a deal with the devil. And that was a very amazing moment to me because I could see, because I was looking her right in the eyes, and I could see she didn't know what to do. Nobody had ever stood up to her like that. You know, I was waiting for her neck to spin around like Linda Blair in The Exorcist. Okay? And yes, in fact, they've destroyed my only son. But if I'd made a deal with them, they would have not stopped destroying him. I realized that. And I decided they have to be destroyed with truth. Not hate speech, but with truth. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to break. We'll be back after these messages. With my special guest, Jerry Kirk. And the song that I use as my music on my show is NZ Trillion, Say No to the Vaccine. Check it out on YouTube. It's an outstanding song, and it's the beginning. Say no to the vaccine, and then say no to everything else that these monsters are doing. This term Illuminati that I heard during the break, I got a problem with that. That's kind of basically an obfuscation. Who are the Illuminati? They are the serpent seedline people. I want to just mention a couple other things in this very revealing new document on OrionTalkRadio.com posted on 12/11/12 by Tim Watts. I'm questioning if that's really his last name. Free speech is not a right to hate speech. This is another thing that they mention. You are not allowed to yell fire in a crowded movie theater. Okay, I love that one. My response is, but you are allowed to yell fire if the theater is on fire. Okay? And our planet is being destroyed. So how they can use this as a example for their no hate speech policy is beyond pathetic. Okay. They also bring up laws regarding libel and slander. And in an email they sent out to their host, who was leaked to me by another host, part of the definition of libel is a written statement in which a written or oral defamatory statement or representation that conveys an unjustly unfavorable impression. Okay, they admit that they're the serpent seed line, so how is this unjust? Slander. The utterance of false charges or misrepresentations which defame and damage another's reputation. Once again, they admit that there's serpent seed line. So where is the defamation there? There is none. Okay. Let's see. Then they say, and this is basically a slam against the hosts who are talking about the truth, it is all too easy to prove that those who choose the path, this path or discourse, are the ones who are guilty of denying people's First Amendment's rights. No, I give them their First Amendment rights. They have admitted they're the serpent seed line. So that's like an insane statement. It is notable that free speech is not mentioned first. It is freedom of religion. Okay? Our forefathers valued that right very much. So that is the very first thing outlined by the Bill of Rights. Well, the serpent seed lines worship Lucifer. Okay? They are Luciferians. That's why they sacrifice children. That's why 800,000 children go missing from this country every day. Okay? So it does not protect them from exposures of crimes against humanity. And their own Talmud admits that they're pedophiles. So, you know, this whole thing is just such obvious baloney. I don't know what other thing to say. Okay. You can't have it both ways, folks. It's pretty obvious to anyone with half a brain to reason with. Unfortunately, hate has no reason. And calling truth hate has no reason. That's my response. Okay, the last thing I'll mention, and then I'll ask Jerry for his comments, because, like I said, this is very important in terms of, if you follow this, it shows you a station being taken over by the serpent seed line. A station whose motto is free speech guaranteed, which is the reason I went on there in the first place. And now you see how the serpents are basically not only shutting their mouths, but attacking the ones who are telling the truth. Okay. This is another thing that they state. Three hosts used Orion's own station airwaves to attack the network and its owner. These rogue hosts were allowed the right to free speech as they viciously and maliciously verbally assaulted Orion Talk Radio. The team sat by and listened in shock and horror as these hosts each took their turn in unfairly slandering the network and its owner. No one cut them off. No one deprived them of their right to speak. Well, in fact, I had subbed for Maggie Rodden the Friday before her and I went on her show and resigned on the air. And, in fact, there was an hour of dead air because I was talking about the Talmud and the Kol Nidre, etc. So that's why they couldn't turn us off that day, because that would have been a little obvious. Why didn't they call in to their own station? Why didn't they refute what we were saying? You know, that's a question that one could ask. And, of course, no one cut us off because they couldn't, because they'd done that the week before. But, of course, the archive is not posted, although you can hear it on the unsolicitedopinion.com on Maggie's site or on the lightofdayradioshow.com. It's posted there as well. Listen for yourself. The only truth in their little excerpt here is they say, to be perfectly clear, no one fired them. They each quit on their own. Exactly. Just like I quit medicine when I saw them killing people. Okay? I will not sell out for any cause, for any whatever. Okay? That is the whole point. So at least they admitted the truth on that. And then lastly, they said, strangely enough, one other talk radio outlet, that would be MicroEffect.com, has chosen to blatantly disregard the First Amendment. Excuse me? Allowing its hosts to denigrate people of Jewish descent. They have now also given a platform to some of the disgruntled ex-Orion Talk Radio hosts. Now, I love that. They're talking about me. Okay, disgruntled? No. I resigned because I realized their station had actually been taken over by the serpent people. Just like I resigned from medicine when I realized the same thing. And isn't it funny how they use that word disgruntled? And then they say that I've gone on the radio airwaves with slanderous statements that are factually incorrect, if not outright lies. To them we say, you might want to lawyer up. recorded audio tape is indeed factual evidence in a slander hearing. Bring it on, Jim Berryman. Bring it on, Orion Talk Radio. Bring it on, Medical Mafia. Because what I realized in 7 years and seven courts is that when you are speaking the truth, the absolute truth, and you have documentation of everything you say, that is the one case in which they cannot sidebar. They cannot create a false case. They cannot, you know, basically distract from the actual thing that's being talked about in the case. So what do you think about that, Jerry? Isn't that amazing? They're going to bring in their Jewish lawyers, apparently.
Well, the only thing that distresses me about that is that their Jewish lawyers wouldn't come after me at the same time. I'm trying to figure out a way that I can get in on that, you know, activity. It'd be fun.
It's
I would
just
like
a threat.
To bring up something
it.
From a Rabbi Louis Finkelstein.
Go ahead.
Are you there?
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm just saying it's just a threat. They'll never do it. But the fact that they're making such a threat is just further evidence of who they're actually in bed with.
Well, it's more than that, Maggie. I mean, Dr. Carley, they're afraid. They're scared. So they're trying to make some threats towards you. They're scared to have your type of thought patterns getting out there to people to hear because they know that eventually light will be shed on the subject, which you're doing. And I tried to do. And as people wake up and see the light, then the cockroaches run back into the cracks, into the corners. But there was a famous rabbi for over 40 years in the world named Rabbi Louis Finkelstein. And he put out a book, and the book was called The Pharisees, The Sociological Background of Their Faith. And he states, and I'm going to quote, Phariseeism became medieval rabbinism, and medieval rabbinism became modern rabbinism. But throughout these changes in name, the spirit of the ancient Pharisees survives unaltered. So the Christ had told us to be harmless as doves and wiser than serpents. So what you've been doing through the course of this last hour and 45 minutes, quoting from their religious books, their doctrine, I'm quoting what they say that they are. And the Christ calls them the seed of the devil. Now, the point of this is, of me bringing this up, it doesn't say that there's a Jewish religion. It doesn't say there's a Hebrew religion. It says there is rabbinism, modern rabbinism. I suggest to people that when this country was founded, and they had some dogs that got frothing in the mouth and wanted to bite and kill people, they named them rabies after rabbis. Because the original people that came here knew who the rabbis were. They are people that are the seed of the devil. And all I'm doing is making a connection to what their world-famous Rabbi Louis Finkelstein said. The spirit of the ancient Pharisees survives unaltered. They're doing the same thing today that they did 2,000 years ago, that they did 4,000 years ago. And they don't want people to figure this out. Because if people figure this out, they now are able to identify their opposition. The people that are killing them. But you got to have the guts to stand up and say, I don't want to be killed anymore. And Dr. Carley, if you're there, I can't hear you right now.
No, I'm here. Sorry, I just moved my chair so I could grab a document. My wires got disconnected. It's very important what you're saying, because in fact, in their tidbits from the Talmud, and this is one of the most important ones in my opinion, and let me just open this up here. I have so many documents in front of me for the show. Let's see. Libri David 37. To communicate anything with a goy about our religious relations would be equal to the killing of all Jews, for if the goy knew what we were teaching about them, they would kill us openly. That's a confession. You know, that's like I plead guilty to me. And that's
one of the most important confessions
in any of their documents. Yes.
And it is a prediction of the future because eventually, you know, the good people, the good man and the man of breath will wake up and the bad guys will get eliminated. Now, it's going to be messy, but, you know, those people that want to, you know, turn their heads, they're going to get into that pile of mess, and the people that actually want to stand up and demonstrate their, you know, their guts, their courage, they're going to, you know, prevail. It's that simple. But spreading the word at the beginning is difficult, and people become attacked for telling the truth. So that's what's been going on with you, not just at Orion. You've had these attacks in the past, haven't you?
Well, the attack started when I started speaking out against the medical profession. But you see, what I am a living example of is what happens when they take everything you have. At this point, I have nothing of any value to me, especially my son. I haven't seen him for a decade. He's been satanically, ritually abused. I don't even know if he's still alive. I suspect they probably, his evil father has probably sold him into MK Ultra or some such thing. But whatever, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, when they take everything you have, if you can still stand, and that's the hard part. You know, most people that have their children stolen or experience any of the crimes against humanity that these serpents are committing every day, just even keeping breathing is the hard part. Many people kill themselves, they go postal, whatever the case may be. They go on psychiatric drugs and get a chemical lobotomy. But as more and more people can withstand this experience, because that's what faces you or forces you to face who the enemy is. Once you face the enemy head on, and I have done it in so many arenas, there is no denying who the enemy is. And that's what gives you the courage to stand up, because as I always say, they try to kill me three times, but if they succeed, I go on vacation. That's how I look at it. It's an escape. I can finally get out of hell. So I have no fear. And I will continue to go after them and expose what they're doing in every way that I can until they succeed or until people of conscience succeed. Of course, I would like to be at the party when these serpents are basically exposed for what they are and then let the chips fall where they may. But that's what we're going to need. Unfortunately, most people only care about themselves, and as you said, they believe as long as they go along to get along, they're not going to have a problem. It's going to take more and more people to actually experience what we have experienced in order for them to face reality. And, of course, the men are very important here because many of the men are being distracted with the games and all the rest of the crap, you know, professional sports. Just think of all those men being paid many, many millions of dollars to play with baseballs, footballs, and basketballs. What would happen if they actually came together to fight the serpents? That would be interesting.
Yes, it would be very interesting, and it is quite pathetic of how many men are wimps, and we have ladies like Maggie Rodden, yourself, Deanna Spingola, and they're standing up exhibiting more courage and guts than most of the men. And if I have a complaint about our society going on, I put 51% minimum of the problem, actually I put about 75% of the problem, on men. Men have become wimps because of the fluoride in their water and other reasons. And, you know, I happen to be what I think is a man, and I try to stand up, but I am appalled at how many men are, oh, well, you know, I can't do this, you know. It just makes me sick.
Right, especially as their own children are being destroyed. Although I will say I'm getting more and more calls from fathers in regards to vaccines that they're doing their homework and they're trying to convince their wives, you know, to do the same. But I just have to say, I came up with a cartoon for me and Maggie and Deanna. We're the three super shiksas. How do you like that?
Well, I like listening to all three of y'all, and each one of y'all are popular, and I may not agree on every single aspect of each of the three, but you've got the guts to stand up and let people know where you stand, and you're clear on your points of view, and there's no mistaking, you know, what your points of view. That's what I'd like to see happen out of more men, and I find it, you know, rather appalling that I really don't hear straightforward, absolute, this is it, out of many men. And I think the men need to start standing up and pay the price. When the going gets tough, the tough will get going.
Right. They're supposed to be the protectors. And there are actually many men that I am in communication with that are doing that. But it's going to take a whole bunch more. And unfortunately, especially our military, if only the military who took an oath to defend the Constitution, if only they would do their homework, because not only are they being used as cannon fodder and, you know, as basically terrorists against innocent people in these fake wars, but if they would only realize that the terrorists are within. And, of course, the upper-level people are a part of this group. Although I have to wonder why they took down General Petraeus. Perhaps he was starting to see the light. I suspect that there's a lot more that was going on behind the scenes than just a few emails with this person he was having an affair with. But if only the military would actually follow their oath. You know, they didn't take the Kol Nidre. They didn't take their oath not to keep their oath. So wouldn't it be amazing if they basically came back here and said, you know what, we have to go clean Washington out.
Yes, but, you know, there will be a percentage of them, but, you know, I'm not so sure it'll be a majority.
Right.
Well, Dr. Carley, I would like to take this time to say thank you very much for allowing me to come on and visit with you and share some ideas with some of your guests on the Micro Effect. And I look forward to hearing you many more years in the future. And keep it tough, keep it hard, and you know, don't quit being what you're being, please.
Well, the only way that'll happen is if they do kill me. There is no price. I cannot be bought, and I've proven that over the years. And I'm trying to inspire others to take this same stance because, as I say, we're already dead. If you don't do something, and I don't purport to tell people what they should do, each person has to decide for themselves what they're going to do. But you have to do something, because silence is consent, and that's the bottom line. And once again, I'll say, don't believe me. Check things out for yourself. I'm not sure when you said you don't necessarily agree with everything that I say, but I will say I don't say anything unless I can document it. But each of us has different experiences, and the main thing is that the people that do have a conscience continue to speak out no matter what the cost, because it's getting very late, and we know, you know, December 21st is coming up very quickly, this whole end-of-the-world crap that they're proposing, you know, the Mayan calendar stuff. I have a sneaking suspicion they have a very special false flag event planned. Besides the Connecticut shooting, you know, that's chump change compared to what they're capable of. So we'll see how it all goes down. But people have to realize that if they don't stand up, they are never going to defeat this evil that has destroyed everything that matters. And once again, as I always say, silence is consent.
Thank you so much for joining me. The only thing necessary for evil to prevail is for the good man to do nothing.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Dr. Carley. I really appreciated the time being able to visit with you.
You're very welcome. Check into Jerry's show tonight on RBN, 7 to 8 p.m., the Gathering Offering. Spread the word, people. This is what thing that's going to save us.
Thank you again.
Bye-bye.